Congregation may be seated if the children will join me up here for a children's message. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so we're going to hear a story today where Jesus talks about, where Jesus tells everybody what his mission in life is and what he's going to do with his life, okay? And Jesus says what he's going to do to his, with his life is proclaim liberty to the captives and good news to the poor and release to those who are in prison. That's what Jesus says he comes to do, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's Jubilee. So that's what Jesus is going to do with his life. Have you guys ever thought about what you're going to do with your lives? Sometimes people might ask that question like this. Has anybody ever asked you what you want to be when you grow up? Yeah, they have? Yeah, I think that's an okay thing to ask. But the way that I really like to ask it, the way that I think is really important to ask, is not what do you want to be when you grow up, but what do you think God is calling you to be when you grow up, which is, hey, you guys are good at some things, right? How does God want to use the things that you're good at to help the world? I think that's a good way to think about it. So I think we're going to practice that a little bit, because I know it's a new question to think about who does God want us to be when we think about what we might be when we grow up. So we're going to practice. And it's a good thing I brought props, because I'm losing you guys already, I can tell. Okay, so I need a couple of volunteers here. All right, Gavin, and let's take Brody, maybe. Did you raise your hand, Brody? Would you like to do that? Come on, no, not yet? Yeah, come on, Brody. Okay, so would you hold that? Give it a little shake. Okay, and Gavin, I'm going to, you don't know anything about drumming, do you, Gavin? Oh, you do? Wait, you have some drums, don't you? All right, put that on, and hold this. Give me like three taps on that. Okay, so we got a drum and a shaker over here. Can you jingle those bells for us? Okay, perfect. Now, you guys, I want you to maybe stand right here. Now, you guys look a lot like musicians right now. You know that? Can you guys think how a musician might use their life and their gifts and their skills to point people to God? How could you do that? Yeah, what do you think, Rosalie? Sing songs in praise to God. Yeah, oh, look, there's some people up there who are doing that right now. Yeah, you're right. How else could a musician? What about if a musician like made beautiful music that inspired people and made people think about God? Would that be a good thing? Or what if a musician just made beautiful music that helped people process their life and experience emotion? That would be a beautiful thing, and I think that could be a calling, right? Some musicians teach. Some musicians, I don't know, play the organ, right? Yeah, right behind you guys, there's a musician doing that for us every week. Judy helps us lead worship. So I think if you're a musician, you can serve God faithfully by being a musician. I need some more help over here. Okay, let me have Rosalie and Conrad here. I didn't bring Carrie's tools. I brought Marcus's tools. So do you know what this is? This is a stethoscope. Sometimes people who work in healthcare, like a doctor or a nurse or an EMT, that's to help you look in people's ears, and that's a little injection, and here's a Band-Aid. Okay, so can you guys go stand up on the top of the stairs? Okay, how could somebody who works in healthcare, how could they fulfill their calling and do what God calls them to do? What do you think? What do you think, Gracie? Help other people to feel better, right? One of the things that Jesus says Jesus comes to do is to bring sight to the blind, and I think he means that literally, like help blind people to see, but I also think he means to bring healing to all people who are in need of healing. That's what Jesus wants, and Jesus calls us to help do that, right? So if you were somebody who worked in the healthcare field, you could be a part of that. Gracie, would you do this one for me? What do we got here? Sort of an imaginary toy camera, right? If you were taking pictures for a living, what would we call you? Do you know? Photographer. Yeah. Do you think a photographer could use their life's work to praise and glorify God? Yeah, I think they certainly could. They could take beautiful images that would inspire people, or they could do important work like journalism that helps people know where there are people suffering in the world and calls attention to issues like suffering that people that we need to help people with. So I think a photographer could absolutely do that. I got one more. Isabel, this is you. You know what this is? It's a tape measure. Yeah. So you're going to be our builder. Do you guys think a builder could maybe use their work to praise and glorify God? How would that happen, do you think? How? To build houses for other people, because we need places to live, right? So a builder who does good work and builds sturdy and safe places for us to live is a way that that a builder could serve other people. What I want you guys to know is that anything, any job that we do, there are ways that we can do that in praise and service of God, okay? And it's about how we find ways in our jobs to care for other people and to point other people to Jesus. That's what we're called to do with our lives, is to be loving and to help show people Jesus's love for them. And you could do it if you're a musician or a builder or a healthcare professional or a photographer. In all of those things, you can serve God and point people to Jesus, which is an amazing thing. What I want you guys to think about as you get a little older, and you're probably a little young now, is this question: not just what do I want to be when I grow up, but what might God need me and call me to be for the sake of the world when I grow up? And maybe your parents can help you by asking that question too, right? That would be really cool. Will you guys pray with me? Let's pray. I'm going to pray for you, okay? You can just listen. Gracious God, you give us so many different gifts. Some of us, Lord, are great at building things. Some of us are wonderful at making music or helping people feel better or capturing the beauty of your creation. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to use the gifts you give us. Help us use the things that we're good at to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wonderful. If you guys would put those things back in here, because if I don't take Marcus's toys back, I will be in trouble. Yes, well, you can put them right back in there. That's great. And you guys, who, if anyone's going to children's church, you can line up at that door. Can I get that one too, Conrad? Thank you.